This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The bomb cyclone hitting North America cannot derail NORAD, which is a U.S. military agency known for tracking Santa. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
1,500 volunteers are working on Christmas Eve to field phone calls from children who want to know Santa's location and delivery schedule. Lieutenant General David Nahome.
Up in the North Pole, it's even chillier, so I think Santa will be right at home with the Arctic weather that's hitting the lower 48.
If you're curious how they track Santa, the most famous reindeer plays a big role.
He's got a Rudolph in the front with a red nose that gives us a little bit of heat. We have some infrared heat-seeking technology that can pick that up as well.
NORAD's holiday tradition began in 1955 after a child mistakenly called a Colorado military command asking to speak to Santa. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian shells pummeled the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson on Saturday, killing at least 10 people, injuring at least 55 in the city that Moscow's troops were forced to abandon just last month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, just back from his trip to Washington, posted photos of the wreckage on his social media accounts. The Taliban government is now saying that it's ordered all foreign and domestic non-governmental groups in Afghanistan to suspend employing women, allegedly because some female employees do not wear the Islamic headscarf correctly. They also separately banned women from attending religious classes at the mosque in the capital. The bans are the latest restrictive moves by Afghanistan's new rulers against women's rights and freedoms, coming just days after the Taliban banned female students from attending universities across the country. This is VOA News. The flu is beginning to wane in many areas of the country after a brutal start to the season. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reporting.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says hospital admissions fell for the second week in a row, and the percentage of doctor's office visits due to fever and other flu-like symptoms has dropped for 3 weeks in a row. Officials say they have seen some decline in most parts of the country, but the flu is still spreading. CDC data indicate flu activity last week was high or very high in 45 states. The CDC estimates there have been at least 190,000 hospitalizations and 12,000 deaths from the flu so far this season. I'm Mike Hempen.
Kurdish activists, left-wing politicians, and anti-racism groups are holding a protest in Paris after three people were killed at a Kurdish cultural center a day earlier. Authorities say the attack was aimed at foreigners. Shooting in a bustling neighborhood of central Paris also wounded three people. It stirred up concerns about hate crimes at a time when far-right voices have gained prominence in France and around Europe in recent years. Suspected attacker was wounded and is in custody. He is a 69-year-old man who was charged last year with attacking migrants and was released earlier in the month. Pele's family is gathered at a hospital in Brazil. Hippie correspondent Shelley Adler explains.
Family members of Brazilian soccer great Pele are gathered at a hospital in São Paulo, where the 82-year-old has been since the end of last month. Doctors said earlier this week that Pele's cancer had advanced, adding the three-time World Cup winner is under elevated care related to kidney and cardiac dysfunctions. The superstar led Brazil to victory in the 1958, 62, and 70 World Cups. He remains one of the team's all-time leading scorers. I'm Shelley Adler.
As China grapples with its first-ever national COVID-19 wave, emergency wards in small cities and towns southwest of Beijing are overwhelmed. Intensive care units are turning away ambulances. Relatives of sick people are searching for open beds, and patients are slumped on benches in hospital corridors and lying on floors for a lack of beds. Even as the young go back to work and lines at fever clinics shrink, many of the elderly are falling into a critical condition. As they overrun ICUs and funeral homes, it could be a harbinger of what's to come for the rest of China. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.